I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to episode 11 of Glasgow Podcart. It's myself, Helena, and my co-host, Phoebe. Hi. You sound so serious today.
I am, because I feel like shit. I have got the hangover from hell, so I'm probably quite emotional and sensitive and just trying to keep from either not being sick or... I don't know.
Well, you've got 100% success rate so far.
Exactly.
So you're doing really great.
Yeah. We have another 10 tracks. Phoebe has picked 5 and I've picked 5. And I actually picked... We both ended up picking 2 of the same track, which we'll come on to a bit later, which is a bit weird. But obviously, I've changed 2 of them. Opened with Catherine Joseph from When I Wake the Want Is. And that Catherine's just announced her new album, the same title, due for release August 10th via Rock Action, which is an amazing relationship because obviously it's the home to Mogwai, Twilight Sad, and the people that she kind of plays with quite a lot. And it's I think she adds a really nice dimension to that kind of group. This is my favourite song that she's penned and released. And when she was live in session with Vic Galloway recently on BBC Radio 6, I recorded it off the radio and I became a bit obsessed with it. And I haven't done that for years. I get the same feeling from that song as when I first heard Mazzy Star's Fade Into You.
I don't think I've heard that.
I got it on a compilation CD and it was, I think... Godspeed You Black Emperor Moi was on it. It was a cue one, and I think Radiohead Street Spirit. So it's literally the most depressing compilation that you'll ever listen to, but also one of the best.
Yeah.
But there's a level of melancholy that you kind of don't want to come back from in that song, if that makes sense. You're quite happy being
miserable.
Quite miserable and sad listening to it. But she does it in such a beautiful way. And I think she creates such an immaculate listening experience that when you see her live, she just stares into the depth of your soul. Like, you just feel her looking right into you. But we get to see her we're going to see The Cure at Hyde Park, and she will be playing along with Editors, Interpol, Twilight Sad, Goldfrapp. I'll probably be just crying in a field.
You'll definitely be crying
in
a field.
Yeah, I was crying. Yeah. But yeah.
I really like that. I agree with you, though. I feel like you need to stay on a little plane of misery now, but in a good way.
Yeah.
I feel like anything more energetic after that is going to feel like a bit of a shock to the system. But before we go on to anything more energetic, can I just say, you're telling people that you're hungover. That is literally the most articulate hangover that I've ever heard. When it's me, I'm like... And that's only noise I can make. So bloody well done. Really, I'm really impressed.
It might change as we go on. So we'll see. I might just become a slur by the end. Right, who have you got first?
This is Estrons.
Yeah.
was Estrons with Lilac, and I don't know if that's something that I would usually go for, but it made me feel like a total teenage rebel, big punchy, loud, in your face. Yeah, just a huge fan. And I know that you've covered Estrons before, but they were really new to me. It came on my Spotify shuffle and just was hooked from the beginning. I love how raw her voice is. What's her name? You'll know this.
I've totally forgotten.
You won't know this.
Sorry. Well, her... it's the worst day to ask me stuff like this.
Her voice is just excellent. It makes me want to go and scream on the top of a hill and let everything all out. They're from Cardiff and they've got loads of tour dates coming up, including a UK tour in November, and they are actually coming to Scotland, so that is always a big bonus.
And I hear they're supporting Garbage.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
I guess if I was them, I would have, I don't know, puked myself with excitement. But no, they are. I've known them for a couple of years. A good friend, Gail, a good friend of mine, Gail, she is obsessed with them, and she kind of, they stay at her flat when they're up touring and things like that. But really wonderful band, with a lot of strength, power of character, and very true to themselves. I think they're fantastic.
10 out of 10.
This is probably, the song is Grandpa's Destroyer, and every time I listen to this, I've either cried or just kind of stared blankly. So we'll see what happens when we come back.
My love is not the easiest kind. I know you wouldn't get up and walk for nothing.
I'm sick of being
North London's Grand Pax, and that song's called Destroyer. Another of those ones that I've had on constant rotation over the last week or so. That's the new song, and her debut EP will be released on the 13th of July. It's considered and genuine songwriting for me, and her vocal is something, it's so incredibly haunting. That it just kind of takes the song to new heights for me. It's the production, obviously, but her vocal, the way that she uses it and samples it to act as another instrument and just as an undertone is just wonderful. And I even tweeted her to tell her how much I loved her.
That's a true sign of dedication.
I know. Yeah. I always, whenever, do you ever find that you just hear one song, you just think, shit, I just need to put this on social media. You are awesome.
Yeah, share the love.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what do you think?
I really love this. Mm-hmm. I've never come across Grand Prax before, so I'm really delighted that you've shown me the light. That was really magic. And the way, like you said, as if she's using her voice as an instrument, it's almost like she was singing in a round, but a really close together round. Yeah, it was. That was very special.
Great. So, next.
Now, we are taking it round to the royal family, but it not actually being the royal family.
Thank fuck.
This, yeah, exactly. This is Prince George with Airborne. Fireborn from Prince George, and I totally feel like it's a little bit Kate Bush inspired at the beginning, and I love that her voice is not polished or perfect, and I feel like there's something really emotional about that without it being dancing in your face as a tearjerker. It kind of creeps up on you that it's going to get under your skin and make you feel a bit teary. I discovered them back in 2014, so a good few years ago now. They had a debut track called Victor, and I used to listen to it on repeat. But this is their first release this year. They had their debut album out last year, which was called Illiterate Synth Pop, and I really recommend that you listen to that. But yeah, I love this new tune.
I was humming that while it was on, so that's a good sign.
Earworm.
Yeah, totally. Great hook on the track, and one that I can imagine live would be fantastic as well.
Yeah.
Very uplifting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. It's a bit like, I don't know, the end of a marathon song or something.
Yeah.
Not that either of us have run a marathon, that's just what I'm going to imagine that it's
like.
You mean
like Chariots of Fire?
Okay. Yes, exactly what I was going for.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on.
It's descending into madness. Okay, this is a good dose of psychedelic rock, and it's Floral with Bounders. Denver-based quartet Floral, and set to release that's their new track Bounders, and I just feel it flows so naturally and with such power, and it feels completely effortless. There's a great deal of passion and precision that kind of knocks you for six, especially when you listen to that on headphones. And it's drenched in psychedelia, and it just manages still to actually sound relevant as well, which is great. And I like the musicianship's obviously amazing.
I think that's a really relevant point about it managing to stay relevant, because usually if I listen to anything psychedelic, it's so nostalgic, and the eye roll that you just gave there shows how boring it is, because it is. But that sounds fresh and new, but still keeping its own themes. So good choice.
Next, you have got
Eliza Shaddad with a tune called My Body.
As I lay down to
heard Eliza Shaddad with My Body. She is a London lady signed to Beatnik Creative, and that was her brand new song from her forthcoming debut album, which is called Future. To me, I think that that single sounds like it has come straight out of a major film soundtrack, probably even the lead song from it. I can see that power in some really intense, dark scenes. I'm obsessed with the guitar part, makes me want to cry, so it must be really good. And I know that you are a massive fan of her, Helena.
I am. I've written about her for quite some time now. So Beatnik Creative is also home to Turtle.
Oh!
Who I think is probably one of the finest dance artist to come out of Scotland.
Yeah.
And I have got everything on vinyl, I think. And I'm just looking at if my voice is changing. I'm swinging over to look at the vinyl collection. I started writing about her around the same time as Luke Sattell Singh.
Yes.
So the two of them were kind of coming out around the same time. But she has, her journey has been really interesting, and I really love how she doesn't seem as if she forces things out to be, you know, to do a certain thing because of a guide, or she does it very organically, I think what I'm trying to say. And I'm such a huge, huge fan. I think she's some talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magic.
You can tell that the podcast is progressing, and I'm now starting to become quite
less verbose than you were before.
Yeah. I hate my life right now because I feel like as if I'm a badger that's been run over on a road. That's how I feel. So anyway,
you're doing great, Helena. Keep it going.
Thanks.
Come on.
This is Basement Revolver, and this is Knocking.
See, there's things I can't take back, could even let this go. I see my lover, I know he sees me. Me all the I've been running, I've been running a thousand miles. I've been running, I've been running a thousand miles.
So that was Basement Revolver, and the singer said, I wrote it after writing my family a long letter that came clean about my past and about some of the shit that I've been through, hard things that left me feeling shameful or like a disappointment to them. The band are, they're so gifted with their songwriting, and they're one of the few over the last couple of years whereby every single that they've released has been an absolute hit for me. They've released a couple of EPs and singles, and if you know, they've worked it in a way so that when the album comes along, you know, it's going to be a complete treat, because you've really kind of lived through that, those songs, and had time to digest them and so on. And I'm just counting down the days now. I was part of an event yesterday, and it was a really long day, and we came home, and my friend Lissy had come up from Birmingham, and my friend Purdy, we were all in the kitchen last night having a few light refreshments, and hence the state of me. And she was, you know, interested in some new music, and I was like, you need to listen to this band, Basement Revolver. So I played her some of the songs that had been released, and she was like, oh my god, they are incredible. And then we went on to Young Fathers, and
you impressed your love of them. Well, onto her.
Yeah, I guess we're all a bit of a fan, yeah. But Basement Revolver are a band for me that could go the full way. They could get up to, I guess, like Daughter, and you know, bands like that. They've really got the potential to break through.
Yeah. Daughter's a really good comparison, actually. Yeah, yeah, that's definitely who they remind me of. And while it seems to have made you feel a bit melancholy, for me, it was almost like, you know, when you see the hyperlapses of a bud and it blooms in the spring and the flower kind of opens and comes out. That's what it was bringing to my mind. Yeah, I like seeing the different
really
perspectives.
That's a really nice comparison, actually. Well, I don't know.
Words.
Words. Blah, blah. Okay, next.
We have Yakel.
Losing sight, bridge the gap that's set. separates myself. Yeah, I rebel. Feel the cracks that spread to me. It's already done. Yeah, I will expunge. Yeah, I'm ready when I say so. Yeah, I'm thinking that there's still a way to go. I've been passing this fear some long ago. Give in to something new. Yeah, even if I don't see it through. So pull up the blinds, this is long overdue.
Stuck in a SoundCloud hole led me to this absolute belter of a track. Little bit of neo soul and funk and R&B from a three-piece from Brighton called Yakult. I'm trying so hard not to say Yakult as in like the yogurt. Their tune that you just heard is called Realigned, and the singer, his voice is so soulful. When I was looking them up online, they seemed pretty tight-lipped. I couldn't really see much about them, and particularly I couldn't find any evidence of a record label. So someone please snap them up quickly. They did a really amazing live session of that song that you just heard, and it was filmed in a church, and the video is wicked, so go and look at their Facebook for that. And if you want to catch them live, which I definitely would, then they are playing at Love Supreme Jazz Festival on Friday the 29th of June, and also at El Dorado Festival in Eastner on Saturday the 30th of June.
I'm going to look that video up.
It's so good.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah.
I can just tell. And the vocal. I love singers like that. I think they've just got such a gift in sounding so old school, but... again, the relevance, making it relevant to today, that had, yeah, it's beautiful.
It seems interesting to me that there's a little hot pocket of kind of neo soul funky stuff coming out of Brighton, because a couple of podcasts ago we played Nico Cara, who's very similar to Yakult. So
yeah.
I want Brighton to just do that kind of thing in one festival and go and listen to it all and soothe myself in some R&B vibes.
And what a beautiful place to, oh, yes, to do it as well.
Oh yes.
Okay. Next is Why Bonnie, and this is Stereo.
Thank you.
That was Why Bonnie with Stereo, the first taste of the band's second EP, Nightgown, and the quintet are from Texas. The production on that alone is stunning, and it beautifully distills what I guess it's what it means to be a human and to experience sorrow and pain after a relationship ending. But they do it with a kind of far greater nuance and power than a lot of their peers for me. I just think that they are another very talented, it's been so strong, the music on the podcast this week.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to talk about, briefly, the Phoebe and I, we didn't know that each other was going, so it was a nice surprise, yeah. Actually. We went to Stereo. Eventbrite had put on an event called Generation DIY about the new kind of breed, I guess, of promoters that are 25 and under in the city. And first of all, it was, you know, it was inclusive. It was gender balanced. It was just, it kind of really took into account marginalised people. So there was Sarah Wild from 0141, Holly McGowan from Vag Power, Andre Mavuti from Forage Collective, and Amy Gardner from Where People Sleep. And it was Andy Hanna from the Line of Best Fit who was moderating the panel. And they showed a short film. It was from various cities, including Glasgow. And we were so inspired, weren't we?
We were so inspired. We were so emotional, yeah, at how inspired we were.
Yeah.
It was the best industry talk that I've ever been to. And I think that you feel that way as, yeah, well, Helena. We came away feeling so motivated, but also, I think I speak for both of us here, relatively upset that we are not managing to help the younger generations of promoters and, yeah, all these kind of things out more, that the mainstream music industry is not providing enough platform for people to express their creativity. And even though it was incredible to see Glasgow and the people of Glasgow pushing so hard to do things the way they wanted to do, even when you compared it to the films that were being shown from the other cities, Bristol, London, Birmingham, Manchester, it felt like we have so far to go to be able to reach the same platforms that they do. And at the same time, as well as that being a sad and angry making thing, it's actually amazing that we are being recognised as such an amazing and inspiring city when we have so many more roadblocks in place than some of these other cities do. So we felt that we really needed to shout about how amazing the event was and take some form of action after it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we were talking, what you're saying there about, you know, it is, we were quite disappointed about, you know, unfair representation. It's also the fact that we do podcasts, every time we do a podcast, I don't think there's any podcast that we've done. I think there's actually been more women on the podcast than men. And it has been incredibly diverse, and there have been people of colour on our podcasts, and that's not because we're actively going, right, we need to have this proportion of women, we need to have this proportion of men, we need to have a person of colour on there. It's just not, it's because the music, the level of music by these people is just so good. And recently, the venue St Luke's had announced an all-dayer, and I have to start by saying that I love the venue. And I've always been a big supporter, and I think it's a great, I guess, venues like Union Chapel down in London to have that kind of church acoustic quality to see. And the size of the venue is really good, because otherwise you have to go to, you know, a massive venue or a venue that doesn't suit some artists. Yeah. And so they announced they're all there, which, the first announcement, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 bands, all men, yeah, all white men. And
I mean, what?
I know. And even one of them's called Medicine Men, and one of them's called Bad Hombres, and another one's called, I think there's men in, oh, the Nickajack Men as well. So
men, men, yeah, everywhere there's men.
So I tweeted and I said, I love your venue, but where are the women at? And eventually they replied to me a few days later and said, more bands to be announced, Helena. Big up Lucia Music and M Woods, who played storming sets at the All Dayer last year. So that's two females out of how many artists that are on the lineup?
And that was last year, not this year.
So I'm a bit like a bit confused. So I guess it's probably good to kind of state as to what I mean. That's not trying your best. I'm sorry. I don't care what anyone says. It's not trying your best.
It's really not. And you know, you were saying just before of when we play music on the podcast, it's never, you know, that we feel obligated to include marginalised groups. But if you're creating an event and it is just men, maybe even if you do have to be the kind of person that's, okay, I need to tick some boxes, it shouldn't be to the stage that you feel like you need to tick them. But for fuck's sake, do tick them. Do it, because we're in 2018. You cannot get away with this stuff now. Yeah. You just can't.
The other thing is that I asked a few people, I was like, how many female promoters are there in Scotland? And we could only think about one or two.
Yeah.
In the whole of Scotland. So I think that's one of the areas that it needs to change. I think people need to start taking... it's not a risk to put a female on your bill. It's just basically giving someone a chance. So do that. And it's about just doing some homework and nurturing who we've got. If you see potential in someone, then Christ, give them a break.
Yeah.
Or ask other promoters in the city, who do you think that we could possibly put on this bill? Speak to the music community. Christ, everyone knows each other. So so to make it a bit more positive, I was speaking to Siobhan Wilson, the musician, and I said, right, I'm going to start. So we've started a database of all female musicians, DJs, and basically just going to give it for free to the booking agents.
That's a great idea.
Because I'm just fed up.
Fucking right. You're brimming with the best ideas. That's such a cracker.
But it's like, why do I have to do that for you?
Yeah, I shouldn't have to supply this to you and stick it right under your nose.
Yeah.
But fucking hell, if the people are going to be that daft, then at least you're going to do it. And as a side note from this, something that I feel is really important, if you are a female performer of any kind and you identify as a female and you are happy in your identity as a female, then please, 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 please don't feel like you have to, or just don't at all. Try and make yourself, or feel like you need to make yourself, one of the lads in order to fit into the music scene. You should be using your role and your place, your visibility in the music scene, as a privileged one to push forward the ability and the powers of women. I've met a couple of female performers recently who have been absolutely outstanding artists, but are really quick to downplay feminism, and I think that that is the biggest backward step that you can possibly take. And I can see through them and see it's because they feel obligated to feel like one of the boys so that they can easily go under the radar in this world. But you're not going to get very far if you're just pretending to be another one of these guys. If you're happily a woman and you're in this world, you need to be shouting about it, and playing down feminism in this situation is so, so wrong.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Oscar's speech complete.
That was beautiful. Wow, that's even almost helped pull me out of the fucking hangover that I'm in. Right, we are now on our last track.
This
is it.
This is the most mind-fucky song that I have heard in a really long time. It's from a London quartet called Black Midi, and it is released through a label called Speedy Wonderground. Apparently, they are one of the most thrilling live bands doing the underground scene down south at the minute, and there's already so many fans there for them that are buzzing. I think this song is weird. There's no way around it. I think it's really weird, but it's the edgiest song that I've heard in a while, and it keeps you on a kind of anxious cliffhanger for so long. It's very unique, and it's got an equally mental B-side, which is potentially even more anxiety inducing. So we're going to leave you with Black Midi and a song called BM BM BM.
A great way to finish my hangover. So thank you for listening, and bye Phoebe.
Bye Helena. We'll be right back.
what a purpose. Oh, what a purpose. Oh, what a magnificent purpose. And they find different ways to suck themselves off. She does not care at all. She moves with a purpose. She moves with a purpose. It is all such a purpose. It is such a purpose. It is so. What a magnificent purpose. Moves with a purpose. It is such 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 a magnificent purpose. It is so magnificent. She moves with such a purpose. It is so magnificent. It is a magnificent purpose. It is a magnificent purpose. She moves with a purpose. She still moves with a purpose. Moves with a purpose. It is so magnificent. It is so magnificent. It is so magnificent. And they find different ways to talk themselves off. But she does not care at all. She moves with a purpose. She moves with a purpose. And it is such a purpose. It is such a purpose. It is so magnificent. It is such a purpose. It is such a purpose, it is so magnificent, it is such a magnificent purpose, it is such a purpose, it is so. And she moves with a purpose, and she moves with a purpose, with a purpose. So magnificent, so magnificent, it is such a magnificent purpose. And they find him in the eyes to suck themselves off. But she does not care at all. She moves.